Chapter 3. Quinn. See you then, Dimples? Did I actually say that? What was I thinking? What was I thinking agreeing to any of this? There was no way I was going to be able to resist him. When he looked at me, he made me feel like I was the only person in the world. Time stopped when I spoke with him. How was I going to be alone with him long enough to help him pass his class? I should have continued to refuse to help him, but his offer had been pretty great. I'd come to college for one thing, and it wasn't the formal education. It was to learn the things I hadn't and couldn't learn from books. It was all of the subtle back and forth that went on during conversations. To me, life would be more efficient if everyone just said what they were thinking and got on with stuff. But I get it. That wasn't the way things worked. There was a dance to it, and I had to learn the steps. I couldn't ask for a better dance teacher than Cage, though. What he offered was the one thing I had come to college to learn. How could I refuse his offer to help? I just had to keep reminding myself that he had a girlfriend, and no matter what I thought was going on, it was only in my head. He would never love me back. Ours was a union of convenience. That was it. And once we got from each other what we wanted, we were going to go our separate ways. A wave of pain washed through me thinking about it. This had clearly been a bad idea. There was no way I was going to survive this. But there was no backing out of it now. And I had to admit, I couldn't wait to see him again. Lou, you can't be here tonight, I told him when I got back to my room. Lamb Chop, I told you, if you're gonna be making out with some boy, just put a sock on the doorknob. What type of sock? Lou looked at me, shocked. Wait, what? Like, is it supposed to be a gym sock or one of those ankle socks? Because the ankle sock would probably stay on the doorknob better. Wait. Wait. What are we talking about? Are you bringing a boy here tonight? Or a girl? Cage is coming over. Lou's mouth dropped open. The boy from the Mopey Quinn photo? Yeah, but it's just a study. I'm tutoring him in a class. You have a class with him. How are you just telling me this now? He didn't show up to the class until today, and he was wearing his football gear, I said with a smile creeping across my face. You mean the very tight ones that football players wear? Uh-huh, I said, feeling my face heat up. Oh, he's not just coming over to study, is he? No, he is, I said, bringing things back down to earth. He needs to pass the class to play football next semester, and he asked me to tutor him. So you're holding his life in your completely irresistible hands? I looked down at my hands, wondering how hands could be irresistible. I mean, not really, but kind of. Oh my god, you two are so gonna make out. We're not. He still has a girlfriend. That hasn't changed. Maybe he wants you to join the two of them. You'd be into that, wouldn't you? I mean, you of all people with your parents and all. You know, to be honest, I don't think I would be. I see what my parents have, and it's great. I love all of them, and they love each other. But I'm not sure that's for me. So, we're gonna have to break the two of them up? Lou asked with a devilish look in his eyes. No, I'm not doing that either. If she is who he wants to be with, then fine. I'm okay with that. How much did that hurt to say? A lot, but it'll have to be true. I don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with me. You're a better man than I am, Lou said, giving up. I don't know about better, but I am a lot more alone. Aww, Lou said, getting up and hugging me. With his arm still wrapped around me, he said, This boy is going to devastate you, isn't he? Probably. Don't worry, I'll be here to pick up the pieces, Lamb Chop. I'll always be. Unless you have a hot date? Unless I have a hot date. But other than that, I'll be right here, he said, pulling away and giving me an irresistible smile.